Episode number 313, Camaro Remains King.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Another action-packed episode this week.
Yeah, we got a lot going on here. So when we have an episode with tons going on, we usually give a rundown to kind of give everybody an idea of what's happening where. So Camaro Remains King. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk a little bit more about SEMA, which we will do until SEMA. Some Facebook action. We got another Camaro of the Week that we started doing. And a beautiful pink Camaro that we saw. Chris has mixed feelings on that one. A couple of voicemails, two or three. We're going to talk about LS Fest, a Mid-Ohio race. And at the end, stay tuned for some Camaro Z28.com diecast news that you don't want to miss.
Wow.
Yeah. So let's get into it here. Camaro's a king, huh?
Yep.
So, well, as always, but, you know.
Yeah, of course. Thus, as always. But GM released their numbers this week again, as always, at the beginning of the month. And what do you know?
Yeah, what?
Camaro outsold Mustang again.
Again.
I didn't get the numbers for Challenger, but they're usually around the 3,000s. They never really change too much. I think they're just happy selling 3,000 Challengers.
I think
or
they're happy
like
making
that.
What they need to make.
Yeah. So
keeping steady.
Here's the numbers for August 2011. Camaro deliveries were at 6,823. And Mustang was at 5,718. So Camaro outsold Mustang by over 1,000 cars this month.
Hmm.
Not bad.
We should put together some sort of spreadsheet or something that shows the trend, you know, over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Or in months, I should say. Well, years too, years, even, because this has been going on for quite a while.
Yeah. So, yeah, people are still coming out in bucket loads buying the Camaro.
Well, what's nice is, and this is nice, that plenty are buying the Mustang still too, showing a healthy market segment.
Yeah.
Good deal. Good, you know, congratulations to the Camaro team. Dealerships, once again, and hey, even Mustang for coming in within almost 1,000 of Camaro. Yeah.
I like some of the comments on the thread. It's funny.
What do we got here?
It says, great news. I don't hear any excuses from Mustang guys anymore like I used to either. Pretty soon, they'll be probably start saying that people are just waiting for a facelift.
Is that Bob Cosby that said that?
No. This is Jeff. Oh. Whitehawk.
Oh. Because I know that Bob Cosby usually has a pretty good
remark. No, he was actually very good. He said, regardless of what individuals here might think of the car, and myself included, you cannot argue with its consistent sales success. Good job, GM.
Yeah, Bob's a good guy, man. Yeah. He can play both sides fairly.
Yep.
Cool. So throw your comments in there. It's in the 2010, 2011, 2012 Camaro News sightings and multimedia forum. Good job. So let's throw a quick mentioning about SEMA in.
Yeah,
this is a big part of our year. I think
so. We're at the beginning of September here now, so we got
2 months.
Yeah, pretty much 2 months now. Countdown to SEMA.
Yep,
60 days or so.
We got a few takers on joining our media team.
We did.
Yeah. So I'm in the middle of setting that up. I think it shouldn't be a problem. But if we got anybody else that wants to become part of the Camaro Z28.com media team, we can. As far as we can tell, we're working on finalizing it, but so far so good. Get you an entrance into SEMA under our umbrella. All you got to do is take some photos and post them exclusively on CamaroZ28.com. So if you're interested and haven't mentioned it to us, by all means, let us know. And we'll give you like a quick pack of info and, I don't know, you know, business cards and stuff like that just to help navigate your way around. And then we're looking at Thursday night of having another Camaro owner meet and greet.
Cool.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be Thursday night. We haven't solidified things, but we will probably by the end of this month.
So we can fly home Friday hungover?
Oh, yeah. Always. Well, especially me, because everybody buys me all those drinks because they love me so much. Can't argue with that. Yeah. But I booked my flight, booked my hotel.
Nice.
And it's going to be a good time, and we can't wait to meet some of you, a lot of you out there.
Yeah. We're staying at the Excalibur Hotel again.
It's cheap. It's
the
got a bed.
Fine Excalibur Hotel.
Oh, yeah, with dorky dragon themes and fair maiden crap. And
it's a decent hotel, and it's cheap.
For the money.
You know, they got Dick's Last Resort there. That was kind of cool. We did our little meet and greet the first time, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember much of the evening. Oh, I told some Camaro secrets, too, that I could get in trouble for.
You did?
No, not really. But I'm going to keep saying that, you know, so more people show up.
Oh, okay.
Because I like meeting as many Camaro owners as what I can. Well, I think we both do. That's why we put it together. So stay tuned. Stay informed. If you're going to be there, we'd love to hang out with you. And if you're not going to be there but want to, drop us a line at webmasters@CamaroZ28.com, and we'll see if we can hook you up. Space is limited.
Yeah. And in the meantime, if you want to get some more details on SEMA, go to SEMAshow.com.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of information there.
Cool. So, Facebook, huh?
So, Camaro is the most popular sports car on the street and on Facebook now.
There's one little
Does that surprise you?
There's one little problem I have with
What's
this.
What's that?
I hate the term sports car. I've always hated the term sports car.
Really?
What sport are we talking about? Lacrosse?
The sport of cars.
Exactly. It doesn't make sense. Performance car, muscle car, performance car segment, something like that. But sports car, it actually sounds trite and generic to me.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that thinks this? What do you think?
Yeah, kind of like how some people refer to rims or wheels.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of like that?
Yeah.
Is it a rim or is it a wheel?
Sports car.
Yeah.
Sports?
Well, here's what the GM media says. The official Camaro page now has reached 1.8 million fans. And counting. More than any other vehicle page on the social media platform, nearly 60% of these fans are between the ages of 18 and 34, one illustration that Camaro is introducing younger buyers to Chevrolet. Then they go on to blah, 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 Camaro growth and sales.
Do they use the term sports car?
Yes, actually the first sentence.
This is the GM official?
This is the official word from GM Media that says the Chevrolet Camaro continues to be the best-selling sports car in the United States. So
I just think it's wrong. It doesn't make sense to me.
Sports car.
Sports?
Yeah.
I've had beers in sports bars.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell me that a sports car and a sports bar are exactly the same type of thing with a one-letter difference. Uh-uh, sorry, doesn't work.
Sports.
When you go into a sports bar, you can tell. Hockey, baseball, football, bunch of overweight douchebags with football jerseys that can't even cover their cavernous belly button, drinking beer and throwing darts. Okay, that's sports to me. That does not equate to Camaro. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I can talk about this and bitch about this for hours.
It says from January through August, Camaro is on track to surpass Mustang sales by more than 10,000 vehicles. Camaro growth in total sales and Facebook likes is expected to continue with the introduction of the new Transformers Edition Camaro this fall and the Camaro ZL1 in 2012 with more than 550 horsepower and supercharged ZL1 will be the most powerful and most capable sports car ever
produced. Damn it!
I'm just kidding. Camaro ever produced. I had to say that. Sorry.
I want people to call in and tell me their opinion of the word term sports car.
Well, here's a quote from our good buddy, Mr. Fitzpatrick.
Oh, please don't tell me that he's part of this.
The fifth generation Camaro has been inspiring fans from the moment it was introduced, said John Fitzpatrick, Camaro marketing manager. The new Bumblebee and the new Camaro ZL1 will give Camaro enthusiasts even more reasons to talk about their favorite sports car.
Damn it, Fitz, come on!
I swear that's exactly what he said.
He's not my friend anymore. I don't even like that guy anymore.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, I'm glad he's... You know what? Anything that gets me riled up, you think is funny.
I know.
All right. Let's move on before I start throwing helicopter punches like Popeye.
Okay. So we got this butt-ugly pink Camaro.
Oh, you want to go into that one next, huh?
On the front page of our site.
All right.
It doesn't... The colors don't blend well with the site anyways.
It's like Pepto-Bismol pink. You got it. But I think it looks all right. I mean... The deal is the Chevrolet, you know, they've got the NASCAR Camaro pace car for Atlanta Motor Speedway and Richmond International Raceway, and they decided to support breast cancer research, which both men and women can appreciate that.
Yes.
You know, you got to support that among the other ones. Mm-hmm. But if you're gonna put something on a car, better breast cancer research than other body parts. That it's all right. It looks like a Synergy series car with a Pepto-Bismol pink color and some
yeah, definitely.
You know. So when the safety car comes out, Chevrolet will donate $200 per lap to the American Cancer Society, which is nice because then that goes to whatever it needs to, not just breast cancer.
Yeah.
So breast cancer is very recognizable It, you know, cancer impacts a lot of people. So support this. I always support these sorts of things, even if it's not the particular cancer that I think needs research. I still support it because it can hit us one and all, and chances are it has. So good for Chevrolet, and hopefully we'll continue to see cool breast-related things on cars.
Yeah.
You're not a fan of it, though, huh?
Not a fan of it. No. No, can't say that I am. No.
Would you drive that car down Woodward?
No.
I would.
No. I don't. Well, I guess. I don't know.
What if you had some sort of hot supermodel in the passenger seat
next
probably.
To you?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. It sure would get attention, that's for sure.
What if that supermodel used to be a man?
Okay, now you're going off on a tangent here.
It's almost the end of the weekend. I've been slacking. All right, we got to move on. We've been doing Camaro of the Week.
Since last week.
Yeah, but you know what? It's kind of fun. We've been wanting to do it for, gosh, I don't know how long. And finally, we just said, you know, let's get back into this because we have our kick-ass garage system.
Yes.
So far, we've been just kind of picking random ones and profiling them as Camaro of the Week. But we are definitely open to suggestions. You can email us, call us, and we'll get to all that junk in a little bit. So who tell us, Chris, who have we determined to be Camaro of the Week out of the Camaro Z28.com garage?
Well, randomly chosen. This was, I would say, a good choice on your part, randomly chosen. This is Cyber Coaster.
Which I always liked the username.
Yeah.
Kind of funny, kind of cool.
There's two pictures in the profile. We featured one of them on the main spot of our page.
Yeah.
It's a very beautiful looking young woman with a cyber gray car.
And fire red hair.
Cyber gray fifth generation car.
Yeah, and what I like about that is the wheels. Does it say in his mod list there in his garage what wheels he has?
Let's see.
Should be under, I don't know, exterior.
TSW gunmetal Nürburgring rims,
stock
tires.
Rims or wheels?
This says rims.
On his sports car?
On his sports car. Yes.
Well, it's a good looking car. I've seen other pictures of it somewhere. I don't know where. But good looking car. So congratulations, Cyber Coaster. You are Camaro of the Week on CamaroZ28.com. There's only 52 of these a year. Well, only two so far, and you're number two. But there will be only 52 of these every year going forward. So consider yourself, and you know where this is going.
Yeah. Good job, though.
Yeah. And for
nice,
me or
nice
for him.
Looking car.
Oh,
nice
yeah.
Looking car.
Yeah, definitely. Very cool. All right. I guess that's it for so far.
For the Camaro news?
Yeah, for the hot Camaro news, site news, and all that junk. If anybody else has any, by all means, we'd like to hear it. Drop us a phone call or an email. And once again, I'll get to that in just a little bit. So we got any voicemails, emails?
Yeah, we did. We got a couple of voicemails here this week.
All right, cool. I can't wait to hear them.
Okay.
It's my favorite part of the show.
Hello, John. This is Mace Nestrell. When you gave me an estimate on fixing my chimney, I wanted to go ahead and talk to you about that. I wanted to hire you to do the job. I will be out of town. My brother will be taking care of it. You can reach Ferris, F-A-R-I-S, at 1.
Okay. Obviously a wrong number there.
You know who would know about this?
Who?
Mario. I thought I was going to say Fitz. I don't know, Fitz. Do you know anything about chimney repair?
I'm all excited. We got some voicemails this week, and what do you know? Someone wants us to fix their friggin' chimney.
And this is what happens when we don't screen the calls. We just play them blindly, because we do. We want our reactions and our answers to be genuine and, you know, what's the word? Spontaneous.
Yeah.
Well, lady, sorry we can't help you, but thank you for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Or not.
Yeah. Well, she sounded angry about it, too.
Yeah.
Hey, I want you to get out here and fix my sink. Uncle Freddy?
Okay, you ready for the next
one? Yeah, let's do another one. Go
Hopefully
ahead.
Hopefully they don't want us to fix anything.
I can't even fix my own chimney.
Hey, guys. Bear here. As far as the hurricane yesterday, cop.
Did you just get pulled over by a cop?
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
Hope he's all right.
Sorry about that. On my way to work, and there was a cop in the medium. Anyway, as far as the hurricane, our town did okay. A couple places got flooded. Napa got flooded. The furniture place or flooring place fell into the river, and half the town flooded. Staples is underwater, but for the most part, it wasn't too bad. There's still a lot of rain. And as far as the fifth-gen guys seeming to not really know or care about the other generations, I was wondering about that last week. I said, you know, or a couple weeks ago, I said, well, maybe this is what it feels like to be an LT1 owner when the LS1 in 98, you know, when the LS1s came out. But, you know, there's a couple fifth-gen guys I ran into. One of them at the show last weekend, the week before the hurricane, he had a fifth-gen with a Maggie on it. And he's from Texas. He put down, I don't know, 530 rear wheel, I think, or 540 or something like that. But he was really cool to hang out with. He had two fourth-gens and a second-gen also. But, all right, guys, I figured I'd just give you a heads up. All right, later.
Thanks for calling in, Bear, and thanks for not getting pulled over while you're calling to us or talking to us too.
Yeah, well, that would be kind of cool though, you know, to have him say, "Officer, would you like to say anything to the guys on the tour?" Hey, we're glad that you made it out okay, and that your town isn't in bad shape. And I got to think there's going to be some screaming deals on fax machines and printers down at the Staples.
Yeah,
but there's always the divide between generations, and
yeah.
I think the attitudes and elitism needs to stop. And it seems like it's got like a clicky sort of thing.
Kind
of,
yeah.
Certain people from certain areas will get all high and mighty and look down their noses. Yeah. And then they're going to be with their tail between their legs and get smoked by a fourth.
Well, I saw you make a post in the thread from the podcast last week, and you had a really good statement. What was that? It was
It's not the generation. It's the attitude of the owner
or the company you
or the company they keep. Yeah,
yeah, something like that.
Little groups and everything.
Yeah,
that's why I really appreciate a lot of multi generational car groups, because they don't, you know, they're not, oh, we're better than you because you decided to, you know, pay your car off, you know, or whatever reason. It doesn't matter. There doesn't need to be a reason for it, and that's why I really appreciate and admire the community that we have at CamaroZ28.com, because you don't see that. You don't see the my V8 is awesome because your V6 sucks. Yeah. They don't. Yeah. We just don't see that, and that's the way we run it, and that's the way we keep it, and that's the way we are. Damn it!
Damn it!
So thanks for the dropping that heads up there, Bear, and hope everybody's doing okay from the flood. So if you want to tell us how the flood hit you or didn't hit you, and want to talk about Camaros or just about anything else, just give us a call, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, we got one other one here to get through.
Before we do,
yeah,
don't forget to remind people of what else they can use that phone number for.
Oh, yeah.
To wish Chevrolet a happy birthday.
Yeah, we're still waiting for your calls here. We're adding a couple more each week, and what we're doing is we're getting them all together, and we're going to send Chevrolet a nice big happy birthday with all of these messages that are coming in from you guys. So if you can, just leave a 10-second or less message on our voicemail line and get them in.
You know, I have yet to do that myself.
Well, I'm sure we'll make a statement before we, you know, send them in so we can give our own happy birthdays. We don't need to call them in.
Yeah, it'd be fun. All right, we have one more voicemail, correct?
Yep.
All right, hit it.
Hey, guys, it's Postal Day. I'm driving home from work at the post office, and it's 2:47 in the morning, Sunday morning. And last week when you guys answered my question, I really appreciate it. Kind of like, you know, asking a Hollywood star or somebody that you respect. And, you know, just getting to know you guys more on a human level. And it was really interesting to find out how you guys worked and found your way in to the podcast business. But love your podcast. Keep up the good work. And hopefully I can see you person one of these days with sexy wifey. So you guys take care and take care of family. Bye.
There's our good buddy from the post office, Postal Dave.
Postal Dave.
Yep.
Good to hear from him again. Yep. Yeah, last week he called in, just says, what do you guys do for a living?
Yeah,
that sort of thing. Like you said, get to the human side because, well, that's what we are.
Yeah.
Good to hear from you as always, buddy. So is that it?
Yeah, that's it for the voicemails this week.
Right. Well.
We don't have any more chimneys to fix or anything like that, so.
Pretty soon we're going to be out doing plumbing, so. I'll get my buddy Glenn Hagee, America's favorite handyman, to come in and sit with us.
Yeah.
He's got a hell of a voice for speaking. He's actually mentioned this podcast in his live radio show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In fact, he's going to be at Ace Hardware.
Yeah, right after I saw his
He's a terrific guy.
Yeah.
He's a
real,
good guy.
Real cool guy.
Yeah. But anyway, well, you know, he talked about us, you know, running into us. I'm going to be pretty busy the next couple weekends in a row. This coming weekend, depending on when you're listening to this, but LS Fest is happening in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Sweet.
And I've got the opportunity to have my car on display in one of the vendor areas. And plus, I've been meaning to go to LS Fest for a while, so unfortunately, it happens to be at the exact same time as the NEOCC show, which we both love.
Yeah.
But I just want to do something different, you know, head down to Bowling Green again. So I'm going to be down there, and I would definitely love to meet up with anybody in the CamaroZ28.com listening area, which is everywhere.
Everywhere.
Or just anybody from the board that happens to be casually listening or hears that I'm down there. Definitely want to hook up with you. Then the following weekend is the Mid-Ohio race, and we got, geez, I want to say 30 or 40 Camaros meeting in some sort of Camaro corral type thing. And so, you know, I'm pretty much in the same group as everybody, so I'm sure I'll see everybody, but...
What part of Ohio is that in?
You know, it's one of the racetracks. I just can't remember what because I'm not terrifically familiar with it.
Yeah.
But if anybody wants to go, it's just shoot me an email, and I will direct you to the right place. And our buddy Jeff Bucknum is going to be there. And he was going to race, but now he's not going to race.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's actually got an opportunity to have somebody step into his seat while he does something else, I guess. So it'll be pretty cool. Yeah. So I'll be there, too. And then the weekend after that is, please don't tell me that's SEMA.
No.
I think it's the following.
SEMA's
okay.
SEMA's not for 2 months.
Oh, that's right. Okay, good. Because I haven't had a weekend off in a while. I need one. My brain is mush. So I hope to see somebody there. And if you haven't met me before and you want to know me, by all means, I want to know you. Come up and say, hey, dude, aren't you Chris? I can't tell you how many times this has happened in our 15 years around the site.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not going to drag it out anymore. Little bit of CamaroZ20.com diecast car news. This project has been going on a long time because I know a lot of people have been asking me about it.
This is series number 4, correct?
Series 4, the fourth in the series, that's right. Finally, after a lot of just circumstances that made things get put on hold, prototypes of this version are being made. And once I get them in my hands and look them over and really scrutinize them and complain and... you know, say I want this changed and that changed, I'll approve them, and then I'll set a date for pre-ordering. And I hope to have them out and shipped by Christmas. So this one I'm very proud of because it was very tough to follow up the previous three because they people seem to love them so much, and so I don't want to let anybody down. I'm also going to maybe do a first gen.
Cool.
Because a lot of people have been asking me about that. Well, what about the first gen? Second and third gens are tough to do because there's not a whole lot of companies out there that'll do a second and third gen casting.
Oh, okay.
But if I do a first gen, it's going to be very limited. It'll probably sell out very, very fast just because of the sheer detail involved in it. And it's going to be pretty kick-ass. So I'm working on that too. So I've got a Facebook page set up specifically. I'm going to chew on every word I say this episode. For this, just head over to facebook.com/CZ28diecast, all one word, and like the page, and that way you'll get the latest and greatest info.
Cool.
This is something I love doing. I love seeing things go from a scribble on a piece of paper into you know, a tangible item. And then, you know...
Did you release any details?
No.
About what the car is going to be?
It'll be a Camaro.
Well, yeah, we know that.
It'll be a fifth gen Camaro.
Okay.
Because there's no fourth gen, third gen, or second gen castings that I know of. So... I mean, we don't want to forget about the previous generations. We know that our focus is tremendously on the fifth gen, but that's just what all the news is for.
Yeah.
If you got fourth gen news, we want to hear about it. Just saying.
What was that?
I don't know. Is that you?
No.
Is this still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Anyway, maybe I'll hold a contest or two. People can guess what the diecast is.
Yeah, there you
there
go.
Will be a lot of cool special offers, by the way. Then I'll
green machines and stuff like that.
Green machines will be as part of this.
Okay.
There'll be some package deals that are maybe even a touch unexpected.
Oh.
Some package deals that'll really help people complete their collection, and plenty of giveaways and contests because I just love to make it fun. I mean, that's why.
Good stocking stuffers too.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. In fact, it's. I mean, really, can you think of a better stocking stuffer than a CamaroZ28.com diecast car?
No.
Nah, it doesn't exist.
No. Well, maybe a T-shirt.
Rubbers. Maybe rubbers.
Tires.
I'm talking about those things. I mean galoshes. Oh. They don't call them rubbers anymore.
Right, yeah. Those things you put on your shoes, yeah.
Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah.
feeling kind of punchy. I think we better cash out here.
Yeah.
Well, thank you everybody for listening. And I'll see some of you at Alice Fest.
We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.